Blake, how frustrating?
Yeah,
it's hard. It seems like it's more and more frustrating every week. You know, the closer you are, I guess the more frustrating it gets. Especially when I thought we did some things really well. I thought we played, offensively a pretty good game. But then you look back and there's a couple things here and there. You know, it always comes down to a couple plays that you wish you had back to where you could have done differently.
Red zone issue solved, though, obviously, 6-for-6, I think.
Yeah. We'll have to continue to stay after it, because I think, earlier in the season we had some more struggles in the red zone and corrected it and then kind of went back and slumped a little bit. So we'll stay on top of that and try and stay productive and efficient there.
Was there a difference day in the red zone, Blake, or was it just making plays?
Yeah, it's just guys making plays. I thought we did a good job. Ole did a good job mixing it up with the calls, doing different things, moving the pocket a couple times, and really guys making plays. Thought A-Rob had an unbelievable day. But we've kind of come to expect those kind of days out of him.
Is he one of the best receivers in the league right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think I can only, I guess, comment on the guys that I've played with, and he's by far the best I've ever played with. So I think he's definitely special, and I think we got some other guys around him that are unbelievable too. I think we get Alan Hearns back and Marquise is back, Rashad as well, and Brian Walters. I think we got a special group.
Career high 5 touchdown passes, but you broke the franchise record for most touchdowns in a season, but probably hollow.
Yeah. Definitely rather win, break the franchise record for wins for sure.
How frustrating is it? You guys seem to fix one thing and then something else pops up, like fix red zone. Snap over the head.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's just little things. You play a close game like that, it comes down to, the amount of plays you can probably count on one hand. And it's not, in no way, shape, or form is, the loss or anything on Wiz for that snap. I mean, there was multiple things. I did multiple things wrong. So I think we got to continue to stay after the attention to details that we constantly talk about, kind of take that to heart.
What did he say happened on that?
It's just one of those deals. I'm sure every center you ever ask has done that at some point in their career. So Wiz is usually really good and accurate with his shotgun snaps and have one get away from him. It's part of football. It's what happens.
The obviously not having Allen today and only having Rashad for a little bit of the game, is it encouraging that you're still able to, the passing game still, to put up 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, over 300 yards?
Right, yeah. I think it's definitely a tribute to those guys, a tribute to the guys that filled in. The tight end room as well, TJ with the big catch out of the backfield. But those guys do an unbelievable job. I thought up front we protected well. So I think that's a good sign to have, one of your top guys not play and you still have a game like that.
Good for the confidence to sort of snap out of whatever, maybe slump you guys
right.
Run off.
It's always, you try and take the good and the bad from whether it's a win or a loss. So I think, we'll continue to learn and grow from it. You obviously never want to lose and never want to get beat. But it's football and that happens, so you got to be able to handle it the same way you'd handle a win.
Missing one PST is one thing, but missing two, how is that not demoralizing?
It's kind of something that you can't let it affect you. You don't want to go down and put an unbelievable drive together and get 6 and then miss an extra point and feel the momentum and kind of the energy, drop out of the sidelines. You don't want to have that cause that. So I think, you always hope and expect him to make it. And if he doesn't, it's okay. Get him on the next try. And we'll continue to go. And as an offense, you continue to say, all right, well, just give me the ball back and we'll go score again.
Blake, did you just talk a bit about A-Rob? I know so many superlatives have been thrown his way. And what is your favorite nickname amongst the 2 or 3 that you guys routinely call him?
Right. I think A-Rob's probably my favorite. A-Rob or, he's got all kinds, but A-Rob's good. Jumpman, call him 75-25, for those 50-50 balls that seem to be a little bit more in his favor than 50-50. But, I think, I talked about it earlier, he's unbelievable. His ability to, run and jump, he's super intelligent. And, he's an unbelievable teammate. So he's going to accomplish, I think, a ton of things in his career. And he'll be the most humble guy doing it the whole time.
Thank you.